State.
Presenting Clara, Lou, and M. Broadcasting Company takes you around the corner and through the gate to meet those backbench philosophers and citizens of the world's neighborhood, Clara, Lou, and Em, in a cheerful, earful half hour with Harry Coker's orchestra and Clark Dennis. In a million homes, a million women have something to say about a million things. But tonight, we meet just three women who have something to say about one thing. So, let's meet them now. The most humorous, the most lovable trio that ever settled the nation's problems. Here they are, Clara, Lou, and Em.
Oh, dear. Ernest should have stayed home tonight. We got something important we got to have talked over. I'm so ashamed of him.
Oh, again.
Why, Lou, I ain't never been ashamed of Ernest.
Oh, we have,
why,
too.
Why, Ann?
Lots of times.
Why, I have not. This is the first time.
Oh, well, I guess this is the first time you've ever spoke right out about it.
Well, yes, Lou, that may be, but my stars. Just as soon as she said she was so ashamed of Ernest, I wish you could have saw what come up in my mind. I always picture Ernest as being out of work and then turning down a perfectly good job. I remember once he could have been a streetcar conductor, but he never took it. I had to stand up, you know, all the time he took the fares. And then another time...
Oh, my goodness. I never seen the beat of you girls. I was speaking in the laughing mode about being ashamed.
Well,
the person just says something in a laughing mode and you pick it up and shake it. Really, Clara, I never seen the beat of you for bringing out a person's skeletons in their closets. You seem like you just step into my home and open doors and skeletons falls out all over the house.
Yes. Well, that's more or less because I know you so good.
Well, is there any interest in what I was saying laughingly?
Oh, sure. Let's get back to Em's joke. Come on now, Em. Crack your joke.
Oh, dear. I wasn't going to be able to say anything funny. I don't know. It seems like with you girls, the thing has either got to be tragic or hilarious.
Oh, well, ain't that a shame?
Yes, the person feels inadequate to handle it. This thing I've got to say is just a tainted.
Well, you ain't got a joke then at all.
No, I didn't mean to give it. Oh, I don't know how this thing got out of hand. I'm ashamed to say it now.
Well, what's the matter with it? Ain't even interesting?
No, not very.
Oh, my stars.
Well, I was only trying to pass the time of day.
Well, it's certainly a fine thing. I don't know when us girls have got together like this for a good, honest, heart-to-heart talk, and you ain't even got anything interesting to say.
Well, I guess...
Seems to me that when we ain't visited for so long, a little something could come of it.
Oh, I never thought what we said come to so much, Clara.
Well, I don't know why it never. I enjoyed it.
Well, yes, but I mean, don't you think we talked awfully trifling? I mean, when you take eons...
What's eons, then?
Well, Lou, I mean, when you take the eons of time, what does our little conversations amount to anyway in the scheme of things?
Oh, well, if you're thinking of eons and eras and universes, of course we do keep to our own little circle. We have to. I do, I know, have to.
Although I think we do try to be awfully vital.
I always thought so. Then here you come along with some little bit of something. Well, tell it and get it out of your system.
Ernest went down to play the billiards tonight.
Well, honest to Betsy. Why, I can remember the day when affairs of international repute was on our tongues. But tonight, no. Ernest has went down to play billiards.
Yes, and she's ashamed of it, as if she wasn't kind of used to it.
Well, I only spoke of it because I thought you girls would really be in her stuff. Ernest should have stayed home tonight so he could handle a new deal we got on the fire. What would you think if I and Ernest was to go into real property?
Oh, well, I don't know what I'd think.
That's the coming thing now. Everybody says buy real property.
They do. What do they say real property for?
Well, that's it, with a hedge, Lou. Everybody is saying real property to get a hedge.
Well, say, Ham, ain't you getting
ambitious?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think we are. Oh, there's nothing in this life as important as the home. You know, as the poet says, a little dirt to call your own, a little spot, a little plot.
And little fingerprints.
You call it home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. But, Em, now, calling that real property, why, I thought if you've got property, it's real, ain't it? So don't you just call that property?
Well, yes, I thought of that myself. But that's what they call it. And who am I to criticize the leaders of finance?
Yes, who are you? I think, Lou, when they say real property, that's just a slang way of referring to real estate.
Oh, huh.
Well, what they mean is putting your money in dirt. Mud, sticks, and stones, real stuff like that.
Em, you ain't gonna buy a farm, are you?
A lot.
Well, good night. Why didn't you say so?
Well, Clara, I've been trying to. I thought I was. Yep, we're going to build.
Well, ain't that thrilling?
Oh, thanks.
We ain't got nothing to build it with.
Well, Em, I think it's simply thrilling.
Oh, Lou, quit saying it's thrilling. That don't mean nothing. They've got to pay for it.
Well, if Em and Ernest is planning to build, they're surely planning to pay for it.
Oh, naturally.
Naturally.
Say, though, Em, come to think of it, I believe the government would help you pay for a house. Ain't they still kind of working on that plan to help people get home?
I think so. Oh, I ain't sure whether they are or not, Clara, now. But I know they want you to build. It's the patriotic thing to do. We ain't going into this, mind you, from a selfish outlook. We're thinking of the country and our patriotism. We expect to make a lot of money in it.
Well, good for you, Em. That's a fine American spirit.
I know it. That's the old American spirit. Work for patriotism. See beyond. Be the patriot. Make a little money on the side.
Well, say, I ain't averse to patriotism. How was you going to do this, Em?
Oh, do you want to get in on it, Clara? That's the old spirit.
Well, sure, I'm no laggard. What do we do first?
Well, the real estate problem is quite simple when the girls tackle it. And they'll be back with all the answers in just a moment, so all is not lost. In the meanwhile, our California song stylist, Clark Dennis, finds his song to be lost.
Lost, a heart as good as new. Lost, the moment I met you. Lost or strayed or stolen away. Finders.
You're listening to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. I'm your host, Jerry Hendigas.
Like mine, how to lift the love divine. Lost my heart, but I was lucky too, because I lost my heart to you.
And you might own it on the Clara Lou and M plan, if you know what we mean. And if you don't, well, here are the girls to explain.
Lost,
I'm serious about building this house. What do we do first?
Well, first there has to be a small down payment.
I see.
I suppose at least $100.
Oh, that ain't bad, is it?
Well, no, we've got that much. I'm surprised, Em. I wouldn't have supposed you had $100.
Oh, I ain't. I guess we was going to borrow ours from you.
Oh.
Well, just assuming that you could get somebody to make you a down payment.
Yeah, then what?
Then the mortgagee will handle it from there.
I see. And may I ask, Em, who takes care of the taxes?
Oh, the government does that, don't it?
Well, they ain't on the end of it that I was referring to.
We're on that end.
That is, you pay the taxes.
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
And you pay them to the government.
Well, no. Just to the city and state. That ain't government.
No, that's more just politics. Well, looks kind of fancy to me. Of course, you may not have to move anyway. This house we're in such a dump, I wouldn't be surprised if what the government had come along and tear this place down, put up a new house. They're doing that, you know, in the more tenementer districts.
Oh, you mean we'd be put in housing?
Yes, housing. That's what I mean.
Oh, wouldn't that be just wonderful for us? Grandpa Sneed would never leave him do it, though. It's his house.
Yeah, Grandpa Sneed would put up a tussle that would wear him out. We'd never get it. In a tussle between Grandpa Sneed and the government of the U.S. of A., I'd bet on Grandpa.
Me, too. We'd never get a new house. What do you and Ernest figure your taxes will come to on this new place you're going to build?
Oh, I don't know, Clara. What is taxes now?
Well, they're a little high, I think, at the moment.
I guess it depends, don't it, what you put into the place. It would depend on our restrictions.
Oh, what are your restrictions?
Well, I don't know, Lou. This fella let fall that there was some right in the subdivision.
Oh, and it's a lot in a subdivision?
Yes, it's in a subdivision.
Oh, I think that's so nice, a cute little subdivision.
Well, it's a subdivision, but it ain't cute.
Oh, I thought they always was.
Well, this was. Of course, now the glass is all broke out of the streetlights. The stumps is there, though.
Well, they'll tax you for them. You'll have to get the streetlights fixed. And what about your alleys? You got any alleys?
I don't think they are any alleys.
Well, you'll have to get alleys put in.
We will.
Well, certainly you can't live without alleys. I think the taxes for that goes to the hygiene department.
Em, is there any sidewalks laid?
In a subdivision? Why, sure, Lou. They got sidewalks, streets, curbstones, everything fancy. Of course, during the meantime, the sidewalks has got broke up pretty bad. There's a good deal of grass growing in the street. That happened during the Depression.
Well, Em, they'll make you fix them streets.
Who, me?
Certainly.
Why, I wouldn't know the first thing about how to repair a street, Clara.
Oh, well, no, not personal. I think there's a special assessment for that.
Well, done not. If I've got to put in alleys and repair the streets and refit up the streetlights, I don't think it'd pay me.
Oh, well, now, Em, why don't you just screw a new bulb into the lamppost that's in front of your own place, see?
That wouldn't work, would it? I mean, don't the current have to sweep from lamp to lamp till it gets to your place? I suppose it's pitch black out there of a night.
Oh, the lights from other houses make some light.
Well, there ain't any other houses.
You mean you'd be the only ones living out there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, the way the thing sounds, I bet the streets ain't even marked.
Oh, yes. Well, they was. They're named. Oh, my, such a lovely locality. There's Rosemary Lane and Forest View Knoll and Summit Hill Boulevard. Oh, lovely. Of course, the place is as flat as a note. Well, flatter than the nose on your face. I mean, it's just as flat as... Well, it's flat.
Oh, uh-huh.
Say, another thing I just thought of, Em, you'll have to tend to getting the trees trimmed.
Oh, I don't think so, Clara. Not for another 10 or 15 years. They stuck in a sapling in front of each house. It's about 6-7 feet high. Oh, I love trees.
Yes, I love a yard full of trees.
I believe people is going in there like hotcakes from what the salesman says. I don't know if we'll be too late or not. If Ernest don't make up his mind.
Well, Ann, just go on ahead and do it. Make your mind up.
Yeah, we was waiting to find out what the restrictions is, but heck.
Oh, that's what I say.
Well, now you may say heck and regret it. You mentioned restrictions before.
Yes, Sam. Now, what is restrictions?
Oh, certain things they don't leave you do, make you do.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, in the building of the whole building.
Well, doing what? What do they restrict?
Well, plumbing.
Plumbing?
Yes, they make you put in plumbing.
Well, you'd want plumbing, wouldn't you?
Well, certainly I'd want plumbing.
Well, then it's a good restriction.
Oh, yes, Lou, certainly. But the city looks after plumbing, electricity, all that stuff. They stand beside you every step of the way through the house.
Well, and they tell you where the house has got to sit at, too. You've got to build at least 10 or 15 feet off the street. And not only that, if they decide that a house has got to cost $10,000, you've got to spend that much. You've got to add bathrooms and coat closets and breakfast nooks to get it up to what it ought to cost. There's restrictions, all right.
Oh, mercy. Well, this place is alive with them. Maybe that's why it ain't filled up. Maybe they just restricted everything, even buyers.
Melody from the Sky.
Love is everywhere. Its music fills the air. All nature seems to hum a melody from the sky. Out of a clear blue sky, I find all the world in tune. I know the reason why, because you came along and made my life a song. Love is everywhere, its music fills the air. All nature seems a melody from the sky. Over on the hill, I see a whippoorwill. I hear his song become a melody from the sky. And there's a bluebird singing to his lady love, a love song taken from the whispering breeze in the tree. Love is everywhere, its music fills the air. All nature seems to hum a melody from.
To buy a lot? Well, we're back in the old neighborhood with Clara Lou and Em, and the subject is that little spot of ground you could call your own, providing you can find it in the subdivision. Don't look now, but the girls seem to be talking about it.
Oh, dear, now there he is. Oh, I know that fella'd call up tonight while Ernest is gone.
Just tell him you ain't decided yet, Em.
No, Em, you better tell him you don't want it.
Why?
Well, I ain't got time to go into it now. Just tell him you don't want it. You ain't got the money.
Oh. Well, I think it's smarter to hold him off.
Oh, dear. Hello? Oh, dear, I thought it was you. No, he ain't. Oh, really? Oh, heck.
That's him, all right.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think it'll keep till morning? Oh, dear, uh-huh. Well, no, not the 4 or 5 crazy birds.
All these others champing at the bit for it, Claire.
Well, why don't they buy one of them other lots out there? Why do they have to pick on our lot? Oh, uh-huh, that's the only one you've got then, huh?
Well, tell him you don't want it, Em.
Well, Clara, maybe it'll be gone by morning. He's awful anxious to get it tied up tonight.
I don't want to do nothing. Ernest will give me the Hail Columbia. Hello? Listen, I couldn't very well commit ourselves to nothing definite.
Em, just say no.
No. No, I guess I wouldn't want to. No, I guess not. No. Uh-huh. Well, maybe that's so. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see what you mean. Uh-huh. Well, yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Em, listen to me.
What?
You and Ernest can't buy that lot. Why don't you tell him so and be done with it?
Well, he's a kind of an optimistic fella, Clara. He don't take discouragements awful easy.
Well, let me talk to him. I can discourage him.
Well, all right. Hold it open. I can't do nothing about it now, though. Hello? Say, here's the lady that's going to be discouraging. Just a minute.
Well, now, if you leave it to me, I'll tell him you won't take it.
Well, but we might.
Well, yes, Clara.
Now, don't worry about it. If you tell him you won't take it, he'll be right back at you tomorrow morning here. Hello. This is Mrs. Roach, mister. I'm a friend of Miss Kruger's. Yes. Say, I thought I might just as well tell you she ain't going to buy that lot.
Well, Lou, maybe it's just as well.
No.
We ain't got any 3,000 or even 100.
Well, I know she did, but she was just being nice. Well, she's timid. She can't help it.
Oh, now, Clara, don't make me out to be some kind of a ninny.
No, it ain't.
You give it over to Clara, Em. You don't expect anything from her.
$3,000 ain't any bargain. Well, because for one thing, she ain't got 3,000. Oh. Oh, well, now, why didn't you say so in the first place? Wait a minute. Em, he thinks maybe you could get that for $2,500.
Oh, really? So, $500 don't make no difference to me. Might as well be $25,000 as $2,500.
His attitude's improving, though.
Well, I'll say. Hello? Listen, I'll tell you one thing. The lot ain't worth $2,500. Well, no, I haven't sold it. Just because I don't think it is, it ain't worth $2,500. Oh. Well, I don't know.
Oh, ring off, Clara. There's no use hanging on with it.
What's the best you think you could do on it? 2,000? I'll give you 1,800.
What? Are you buying it now, Clara?
No, sir. Not a nickel more.
Are you buying it, Clara?
Well, no. Wait a minute, Em. He wants to know if that's definite.
What's definite?
1,800, Em. That's a bargain.
You mean for I and Ernest?
Well, yes. You're the ones that's buying it, ain't you?
Well, yes. We're buying it.
Good. Hello. She'll take it. Yes. Sold for 1,800.
What?
Oh. Well, Em, you may not get it. He says the fellow may not take 1,800, but I'll bet she will. Do you want to talk to him?
Well, yes. I guess I'd better.
Well, say, I'll let you talk to Mrs. Kruger. Yeah, she'll cinch it. Here.
Hello? Well, yes, that's quite a thing, ain't it? Yes, of course, I didn't really want it. Yes, I seen Hub. Well... All right. I'll expect to hear from you then. Goodbye.
Well, that was it up fast.
Yes.
Yes, it looks like we've bought a lot.
Thank you.
everything you tell a woman goes in one ear, and in the case of Clara Lou and M, it goes out and over the back fence. So let's join them for another back fence discussion next week. There'll be politics in the air, yes, and music with Harry Cogan's orchestra and Clark Dennis. Till then, this is Bob Brown, eavesdropper for Clara Lou and M. Good night. This program has come to you from our Chicago studios. This is the National Broadcasting Company. This program is for audition purposes only.